looking out for.
Graduating high school students are choosing different paths than four-year university ag programs. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Whitney Pittman reports.
According to AgCentric Executive Director Keith Olander, fewer graduating high school students are entering four-year university agriculture programs.
We're definitely seeing a downtrend. That seems to continue even out of COVID, we just don't see the rebound there on the agricultural side. Some of this, I think, goes back to we just don't have a lot of students coming directly from the farm. So they're not exposed to where their food comes from a career perspective or the possibilities of what those careers may hold. And so I think that continues to confront us as a problem. The other situation would be just the flat out competition there is for talent. And so there's quite attractive payroll coming right out of a high school setting.
2-year programs are seeing a steady to slightly higher enrollment rate in some areas. Programs like agronomy and ag business are seeing declines.
Generally in the system, the 2-year colleges across Minnesota State College universities are trending up. So then if you break that down further into agriculture, we're steady to climbing slightly. That's not every program, but as a general, rule across all ag programs, I'm talking maybe 1 or 2% up, so it's not huge. There are some individual programs that are seeing some growth as we can bring it back to what a student would know from a food perspective, where their food comes from. That is attractive. Some of the animal science side, more on the companion animal care. Some of our traditional ones that we would think of in agronomy or science-based degrees, those are struggling more.
I'm Whitney Pittman reporting for the Red River Farm Network.